Welcome to Success Beneath the Surface, hosted by Deborah Fell, Managing Partner at Chief Outsiders. Deborah provides insights specifically for CEOs from growth-oriented companies.
Thank you, Susan. In episode 49, I spoke with Tori Carter-Kanin, who's the CEO of the American Society of Landscape Architects. One of the ideas we talked about, I want to unpack here today, and it has to do with simplifying complexity. And certainly, in his role as CEO of a trade association, just by its nature, there are many constituents which have many interests, and Tori sees as part of his role is leading through that and getting better outcomes because of it. And how he does that is very much having everybody on the same mission. And that's in part leadership. And what I found, whether it's organizations as complex as that, perhaps more simplified organizations can be made very complex very swiftly. Relationships can be made complex very swiftly when there's a lack of listening, and 100% of time when there's a lack of leadership. Without leadership, the air of inspiration and problem solving gets sucked right out of the building. And the air of a lack of listening, because I'm talking about what I want, and a lack of focus on what is the mission that we're trying to get done and how will we get it done better together. Simplifying complexity. Take a listen.
Cutting your teeth and figuring out, you know, where you are, you know, bring your best talent to different organizations. I didn't always understand how important mission and purpose was to me, because theoretically, the things we just described are transferable. Those are skill sets that are can be transferred to one organization from the other. And frankly, what there are nuances between for-profit, nonprofit, and government. But the things I described, engaging with people, aligning on strategy and all those things, all three of those entities, those organizational types, have to do that. What I'm driven most by is the mission and purpose part. So when you think about the American Society of Landscape Architects and our mission and purpose of advocating for and protecting the environment and designing beautiful, sustainable, resilient spaces for everyone, that's part of my value set. It's what I believe in when I'm not on the clock. Right. When I'm not sort of doing my day job, I believe in that as a value set. I believe in what makes this country so amazing is the contributions from people from all over that have made this place the unique, amazing country that it is. And so going to an organization that sort of holds this amazing responsibility for that made sense, because it made sense to me before the job. And so, you know, all the way we're going backwards, but Center for American Progress, same thing, advocating for and training and helping to elect LGBTQ people to have be more representative in public office. I mean, those are things that absolutely align with my value set. And so being able to do that for a living, to sort of help those causes and also advance as a professional. Spot on.
So you don't just have jobs, you have missions.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it.
Be sure to listen to the full episode of Tori Carter-Kanin, episode 49, Navigating Change Through Stakeholder Engagement. Be sure to subscribe in all your favorite podcast apps. Just look for Success Beneath the Surface. Chief Outsiders, part-time growth executives with full-time results.